once, twice, three times a lady in the water. That's right. Mr. M. Night Shyamalan is giving Paul pistol-cocked Giamatti another crack at figuring out just who that lady in the water is and just why does she keep screaming, "I'm going to cannonball with my flops out. Make sure you film it for my Vine." It's not only a sequel, it's a triple. And it's coming to a home box office near you this Valentine's Day. So lube up, dress down, and keep your chin up until then, because pretty soon you're going to be sitting in that Regal Cinema movie theater with a corn dog in one hand, Diet Pepper in the other, thinking to yourself, "Oh, we are so back, bestie."
I'm Bestie.
I'm Bestie.
And I'm Bestie. And we'd like to welcome you to Stinkers, the no lies detected, no cap, legit, deadass, posy vibes only of podcasts, where we talk to our guests about their biggest stinkers, aka the worst decisions they've ever made.
Stinkers. Stinkers.
And today, we'd like to welcome to the pod comedian and podcaster herself, Hannah Garces.
Hi, besties.
Wow. Hi, Bestie Mode.
Bit of a Bestie Mode over here right now.
Yeah. Bit of Caroline, a thank moment. You. That really brought joy to me.
Were you happy? I'll tell you this, Hannah. I don't know if you've listened to episodes before, but when in the past, when I've read intros that Maggie has written, she usually has some notes for me. And I think it maybe sounds like I did a good job. So
I think you did a really good
job. Wow, that really makes me feel good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You freaked it.
I do have some notes for Maggie. Mm-hmm. No, I don't actually.
And that's really interesting. Yeah. Maybe you want to.
I don't have any notes. It's all posy vibes over here.
Yeah, no notes, no cap.
It's no cap, dead ass.
Dead ass. No, legit, for real. I'm not kidding.
Absolutely. No legit detected.
No legit. No legit.
You better believe it. I guarantee it.
All right. So should we just hop in and see who's got a little...
Yeah, maybe scoot around.
Yeah. Scoochy.
I have one kind of brimming at the brim of my...
Oh, yeah. It's sort of bubbling. Your mouth is foaming.
Well,
yeah.
It's funny you say that. I had a pretty crazy week, but it was capped off by, you know, Saturday. I thought, I'm going to go to my... I haven't been to my favorite bar in a while, Bar 4100, if anybody's familiar with it.
Hell.
I'm like, I'm just going to go. I'm going to have, like, a nice little drink with a gentleman just one drink, right? And I had, you know, I get a beer from the tap. And then I go home and that shit is coming out of my mouth and my butthole.
Oh.
Just crazy food poisoning. And then the next morning.
Do you think somebody like mixed a poo finger in the beer?
Probably. Here's the thing. I have several friends who have gotten food poisoned or like whatever from this exact place.
What?
Like two people, at least now three, including me. And let me tell you something. And then the next day I was also kind of puking all day, but that was my fault because I ate so much dim sum for breakfast, which is like not the move
what
to do.
The fuck?
And then after I was kind of like, barfing.
And that was my fault. But so then I did puke all of that out. But
oh
and
my
here's
God.
The thing.
You went with a top diaper and a bottom diaper to go get dim
bottom
sum?
Diaper. No! Yeah, right. Here's the thing that's the most fucked up thing out of all of this. Also, when I was at the bar earlier, I was like, this is my favorite bar in all of LA. It's so nice and just so fun and chill. And then I was like, you know, shooting out the mouth. But listen, I would go back today.
Yeah, you know what I mean? This is not stopping me from going.
And I would still probably only get a drink from the draft, unfortunately.
But it's interesting because it does feel like everyone's had a different source.
Uh-huh.
There's different source materials that are causing.
Oh, if you eat the outside food once in a while.
Yeah,
right?
That's what someone got it from the outside food.
Sick from that years ago when it used to just be the barbecue guy.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Barbecue brass, they called him.
Mm-hmm.
Old barbecue brass. Well, mm-hmm. Caroline, I'm glad that you're better.
Thanks.
Me too.
And we missed
I'm glad-
you.
Yeah, we have you without your top diaper on, so you must be feeling good.
I couldn't speak with my top diaper on. I'll tell you that much for free.
No.
Just a full diaper over the head.
Yeah, when you're diaped up on the face and the head, I mean, it's like you're not even there for us in a lot of ways.
Thank you.
I'll say.
Yeah.
How was the drink with the fella? Was it a date?
Yeah, this is actually someone I'm kind of, I guess at this point,
seeing.
It's BFGF territory.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I'm sorry, that's my privacy and no one can invade my privacy.
Sorry, okay? I didn't mean to go that way.
First, look, I never mean to say that. I don't say stuff about my personal life. I don't say stuff about toilet stuff. I am just a clean, normal, 100% of the time.
That is a line we've never crossed on this show. So how dare you?
So sorry.
Yeah,
I work clean. Yeah.
Sorry. I went TMZ mode on you.
Yeah, no, the drink was good. The drink was good. We actually wanted to use the photo booth. I kind of used my photo booth in a different way at the end of the day.
Oh, Caroline, what did you
say?
Say
no more. I was dispensing
pictures, you know, from
how naked did you get?
Full. You have to get full. You have to strip totally naked.
Oh, if you're puking and shitting.
Yeah, and you're just like hugging the
bowl.
Just
tub girl in the tub and just fucking go.
I'll tell you this, though. My dog loved it. After I was done, I like obviously flushed it, but he was just like, what? He didn't know what was happening in the bathroom. So he was just standing in the bathroom and just like sniffing the toilet for like a good 45 minutes.
Jesus Christ. He's like, that is a new kind of smell.
Yeah.
So well, I did not get sick at all recently. Mm, and it's not awesome. Even a brag. But I did do an improv show in Bushwick on Friday, this Friday past. Okay. And it was fun, and I'm so glad I did it. But it was one of those ones where I've been saying yes more to things where I'm like, this sounds like a bad idea.
Because it's your year of yes.
And? But I, this show was, we had a fun set, but we get there, we were told it would be in a weed speakeasy, and we weren't given the address until the day before.
That term, that was painful.
Nothing
to
about
hear.
That is okay.
No, actually, I hear weed speakeasy, and I say yes. That's the sort of place I would like to frequent.
Uh-huh. Okay, frequent.
I frequent places of this nature.
Yes.
We get there, and it's a very Bushwick experience. It's in a warehouse, like one where it's been converted into office spaces, and you know people are secretly living there, even though they're not supposed to.
Right.
When you get into the weed speakeasy, it's a very tiny stage. And the first thing that we're told by the group that's hosting the show is, hey, just so you know, there is a plate of pancakes on the stage. It's on the right side. Just be careful not to step on it. And we're like, okay. It was not explained.
Was it part of the show? Like involved at all?
Don't know. Cause we weren't able to walk. We went first. And then we had to sit in the room next to it because it was too packed full of people. Somebody did a bit with a pancake. But then also they're like, and just so you know, also while you're doing your set, there were six of us on a stage that is meant for maximum one person. like one of those tiny like open up corner stages. And not to mention, there was furniture all over the stage. And then they're like, oh, and just, you know, there will be on the other side of the stage, across from the pancakes, two artists painting the show. So there were two artists painting the show. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I guess they're painting it on like an easel. No, it's on a 2x4 that is laid flat on the stage. Doesn't seem like the best way to see what's happening and paint it. But that is what was happening. And then also, right before we go on stage, a person from the host team says to us, and just, you know, we will give you, you know how like usually you get a light when it's like your time's up, you got to call your set. Like, we don't do a light here. And I still can't believe this is what this person said. They said, we do a fake sneeze. And I was like, excuse me? And they're like, yeah, we don't do a light. We do a fake sneeze.
This is a parody of an improv.
No, I was saying, it felt like if this was in an episode of Broad City, you would say that's absurd. That's too ridiculous.
Oh,
everyone there looked
God.
Very Bushwick. The bathroom had a tub in it, which is always a favorite for me.
I like that.
Me too. I always want to climb in it. It was fun. I'm really glad I did it. They did give us one joint to share. Amongst six people, the most loosely packed joint I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Obviously the personalities there don't know how to roll a proper joint. That's
it was awesome. I also to be, I didn't even talk about the group that hosted. We didn't know they were doing something that I would call experimental theater. Stop maybe. And I want to say they started their set, which was 30 minutes long at the end of the show, with what I can only describe as an improvised Neutral Milk Hotel song.
Stop it.
It had, I just, all of a sudden we're sitting in the other room and we just hear an accordion start playing.
Oh, stop.
And one of the people on my team had seen them before. They'd never done that before. They improvise all of it, and it really starts to sound very improvised. But then someone's doing an accordion and someone's just talking over it. Ugh. And I felt so, I was an absolute pig in shit. I was like so excited.
Yeah. That's part of the problem.
This is for me.
Like, you are going to enter that environment
and dance
it to
yes,
be worse,
this is a room
crazier for everyone else.
There is a room where some of the people have probably unironically done the OA movements as a form of protest. So I was just so excited to be there smelling these people. It was awesome. I had the best time. I want to be clear, if anyone from that show is listening, the artists were really talented. I'm actually fascinated by the host group and need to see them again and actually witness it. But also that experience was psychotic.
Yeah.
And so thank you for giving me that psychotic experience. In
Well, and it feels like intentionally psychotic. You know,
definitely.
What I mean?
Yeah. I can't get over it. And then we did miss the first sneeze, so they had to sneeze obviously.
Because how can you tell a fake sneeze from a real sneeze?
Yeah. When everyone has RSV and COVID.
Everyone has that damn dog flu.
The dog flu.
Yeah. Achoo. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
That's
so Maggie, you know.
So Maggie,
you know. Yeah. I know. No, and yeah, no one knows it like just like me.
Aww.
I would say my stinker. It's hard to tell because I can't hone in on anyone, which is either a sign that all of life is a stinker right now, or I'm doing okay. I'm gonna put on my
catching something.
Sounds like it's
okay, I think
it just stopped after two beeps, actually.
That's how it works, I think, isn't it?
Yeah,
we got one. Listen, I'll keep mine short, simple.
Even sweet?
It's sweet after.
I don't know if I need to say that.
We have to be screening. I got the fun lesson of I need to screen dates before I meet them in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need to be doing this, folks.
And typically, you found this guy putting an ad on a telephone pole?
I said, what are you advertising? And he said, my lawn mowing services. And I said...
Yeah, and it comes with a free cock exam.
Yeah. And I was interested in that because I've always been interested in providing a cock exam. I would be the provider.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he was giving you a cock exam.
Oh.
No, yeah. I gave him, I did a stethoscope, so I listened to his heartbeat through his cock.
Yeah, his cock beat.
I misunderstood. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, no, and it's all progressive medicine, so you know it's moving fast.
I'm such
and
a progressive. I love that.
Mm. Yeah. And so that was that, and we just have to be better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Interesting. So it sounds like you don't want to talk more about it, and that's fair and understandable. But you did want to sort of out Caroline, and I'm going to call it an outing.
An outing.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do my, you know what it is? I hadn't in a while gotten like the hard life lesson of like, oh, that thing you were feeling was intuition, not anxiety and nerves.
The red flag feeling.
Yeah. Like there were red flags and I was like, you know what? Why not? Just try it out, girl. Have a little fun. And it turned out to be traumatic.
Over text, he sent you a lot of photos of his clipped toenails.
Yes.
Like that.
No.
Yeah. No. No. Not that kind of weird. More like.
Okay.
Well, no. Like, red flags.
Red just flags.
The things. Yeah.
The things.
So is there a second date?
Well, obviously he's coming over tonight. I said, here's my address. Here's the code to my building. Please.
My stethoscope is nice and cold and ready to go.
I keep it extra cold in case I need to give any shaft exams. And I only examine the shaft.
Oh, not the balls.
That's nice. Or the tip.
Or the head?
No.
Don't get anywhere near the head.
I don't touch that stuff.
No, that's a number one rule. Never
that's
let
between
that,
you and God.
The head
that's
of the penis get anywhere near your body.
That's for God's hands and mouth only.
Let the shaft all up in there, whatever, but make sure he's wearing a little mushroom cap on there.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. And, you know, speaking of all that, I can't help but wonder, Hannah, you know, you've heard our stinkers from the week, but we're just kind of dying to know your stinker.
Yeah.
What stinky thing have you brought for us today?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be nearly as rotted as us.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to bring a little stink and a big stink.
Then we would love to hear both of them. Let's start
with
the
middle. But I don't
have to. Yes. Give us a sample. Also,
we want it all.
We want both.
Also, did you guys have this, or is this just a Portland or Pacific Northwest thing where it was like a regional Lollapalooza that KNRK, this is the alternative rock radio station they put on. There was the big stink, and then there was also little stink.
No.
I love that. Is that like a stage?
It feels really big for me to have heard.
Yeah, I got to go to that, I think. Does it still exist?
I don't think so.
Damn.
And then like the shock jocks, they got fired because they made fun of that journalist being beheaded in Iraq.
That's what they made fun of it. Yeah.
They like played the audio of it. They were like,
my God. There's really no coming back from
that. They did that?
I actually don't know that it's a good idea for James Dwyer to know this information.
Yeah, he's going to try to find it.
Because Marconi, and they would talk about like, oh, that's a butthole tight, or like, and they were crazy.
I'm
going
to do a deep dive on these
people. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm basically a disciple now.
94.7 KNRK. Okay, anyway, sorry. I don't know why. I just thought you should know about big stink.
That's a stink waiting to happen for James, I think.
Yeah.
But I guess like my stink of the week is that I'm mentally ill, as most of us are in this
Let's go.
Slay. And I'm on a very humble 100 milligrams of Zoloft. Okay. I've been off and on meds for a long, long time.
Gorgeous.
And I had really bad experiences. And then finally this past year, I got into a space where like, this is working for moi.
Very good.
Then I have to make a stupid like follow-up at through my PCP to have a checkup to get a refill.
Oh, girly, you are about to do a stinker that is one of my classics. Let's go.
Yes.
Here we go.
And I'm like, hey, girly pop, can I pop in, see the doc, get some of that loft? And she's like, did you not get a letter? Did you not get, we're not in your network anymore.
Oh.
No.
And I'm like,
yep.
Baby, what? And she's like, sorry. I'm like, you can come pay out of pocket, but we will not refer unless you get a checkup. So I go through months, this rigmarole, change my PCP, go to the PCP. The lady, the nurse that checks me in first off is this very disgruntled Armenian lady whose, I think, husband just cheated on her. And so she's in a bad mood and I'm trying to be nice. And she's like, all men are disgusting perverts. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, absolutely.
This is awesome.
Can we get me in and out? I really need my loft. And then the doctor's like, we don't do that. We don't prescribe that here. You're on too much and blah, blah, blah. And did it cure your depression? And I'm like, no, it didn't. It was a whole thing. And so then this last week, out of desperation, because I was like weaning myself, I'm like, I have been messing with my own brain chemistry because I am at my wit's end. I don't know what else to do. But then I remembered hers.
I literally was going to suggest this to you. I use it for not dick pills.
Dick pills, right?
Dick pills.
I have it. Escitalopram or whatever.
Dick pill.
So
did hers work? Because I'm in like literally exactly the same position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did, but it with a little bit of a scramble. I was at work and I was like stressed. I was crying, crying, shaking, throwing up as the girlies do.
Yes.
And so I was like on my little break, filling out the pamphlet of like, I'm not exactly suicidal, but I don't have good self-esteem. Like I was like filling it out. And like, and then in my rush, it was like, okay. Like I was talking to the chat bot and then it's like, great. We're going to give you some Cymbalta. I'm like, That's not what I want.
That's not my medicine.
But in my haste, I said, yeah. But then I was like, no.
Oh, no.
And so, and then it overdrew my account because it was like the immediate thing. The 3 months supply. Like, so it was like $250.
Oh my God. No.
So I was overdrawn. And then I was like freaking out. But then happy ending. Hannah. I talked to the robots.
Yeah.
And the robots have given me the Zoloft and it's okay. Yeah.
That's good.
But the trick is they'll give you what you usually were on or something like that if you talk to them. Yeah, yeah. I'm glad to hear it out. But Jesus Christ.
So, that's awful.
Shout out to hers. And
shout
hims
out to hers.
Your dick pills.
I use hims because I know that use it because first of all, my dick's always too hard. First of all, I'm not even saying that to be, I'm not a creep. I actually hate to be a creep. So I just want to be clear, like, oh my God, I always such a rock hard fucking cock. Mm-hmm.
That's really sweet when you say
and
it.
So I have to take dick softeners. But anyway, no, I take Lexapro, but I do it too because my insurance changes like every fucking year.
Yeah.
And it's such a nightmare that I'd rather pay more money to know I'm not going to get fucking booted on my Lexapro again.
Yeah.
I had to wind it down and taper off, and it gave me brain zaps years ago.
Yeah. Brain zaps are bad.
The brain zaps are real. I was having those. Hannah, my stinker the first week of the year was that I started the year with 3 days of missing my med refills. The brain zaps.
You get it quick.
Mm-hmm. It's wild. That shit comes on and you're like, wait a minute. Wait a tick. Yeah, I want to eat everything and nothing, cry and like sit unmoving for hours. What's going on? Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, man. Wow. Oh, okay. So is that's our little stink that we've got or is that big stink?
I think that's little stink.
Yeah. That's my recent stink.
Okay, that's my recent stink.
That's it. But I love it's little. I classify it little, but now that I'm thinking about it, it's bigger than the stink that I'm.
It's big. It's big. Yeah. It's,
well,
yeah.
Let's hear your historical stink.
Yeah, let's
hear
the
historic stink.
Yeah.
A historic stink. Okay. This is like a form. This is a core memory stink. Mm. I don't know if you all are familiar with the 2001 film Josie and the Pussycats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw it last year at Cinespia. It holds up, folks.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
It's good.
It's
and the
so
soundtrack.
Good. I listen to it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. But the Letters to Cleo Lady freaked it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, imagine a little Hannah Garces in seventh grade sees that movie and wants that Rachel Lee Cook haircut.
Oh,
except my hair is so frizzy and wavy and crazy.
Yeah.
And I show my mom the picture and I'm like, this is what I want to get. And she's like, are you sure about this? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And also this is like, this is early aughts. Like we're not the flat irons, curling irons. We don't have the tool, like the technology. We didn't have the technology back then.
No. Yeah.
No
internet. Right? To style hair? No, we simply didn't. So she took me to the lady and she cuts my hair and I'm so excited. And I'm like, I even wore like a little like this like purple camo sparkly tank top that I thought I was like so hot.
I can picture
that. She turns the chair around. I look like an actual mushroom. and it was truly devastating and a real wake-up call for me.
Where
and
in
I just
year?
Had to live with that haircut.
Yeah, was this
how
like
long?
Back to school? Yeah, like
yeah.
Where?
What time of the year?
I think this is like a springtime, like.
Okay.
It's gonna be summer break soon. Uh-huh. Get one last look, boys. And it was so like, what was I thinking? Anyway,
Hannah,
is that a bit of a?
That's an amazing stinker.
That's an amazing one because, first of all, I think here, and I'm gonna give this to you. You had.
Oh, that's really, that's first so of all, generous.
You had. We all wanted Thank the you haircut. So you had the gumption to go out and get mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, you were loaded with gumption. Yeah.
You were abroad mm-hmm. with some chutzpah, and you went out there and you said, you know what? I am claiming my Josie. And I really respect that because I was too scared, you know?
And this, you saying the sparkly purple tank top, yeah. like immediately I was like, fuck, that's like exact, like a spaghetti strap. That's all I wanted, but I wasn't allowed to wear them. And I'm so jealous of that, even now as an adult.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
same. Thank only you. For me, it I was love, a New York shirt. Giants starter jacket. So. Yeah, basically the same.
Basically the same.
Yeah, the pullover kind, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
I think that the women of the 90s had really, like, cool haircuts. Mm-hmm. But it was mm-hmm. – and they often looked amazing, like Winona Ryder. And, like people did ballsy cuts for women, it felt like, mm-hmm. because there was this, like – I don't know. Fashion was like moving towards some slightly more like gender non-binary looks. And mm-hmm. it was hard to grow up then because a lot of people committed to that look, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very yeah. deep. You know what else I think I kind of, I'll just say piggybacking, double clicking on what Maggie just said is
bit of a right click copy.
Yeah. Right click copy. Paste, zoom in. Zoom in.
Take command your plus. Index.
Yeah. yeah. Just get your two fingers screen. Out, lick them.
Yeah, lick the screen. I think also, like, what was so good about, like, we had such delusion as kids because, like, we yeah. didn't have, like, an immediate thing. Like, now that you have, like, you can use your phone and, like, compare yourself exactly to, like, what people look like online. But we just, like, didn't have that. Yeah. So I feel like you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna look hot for like the summer or whatever. And it's like, I really thought I was fucking hot walking mm-hmm. around as like a seventh grader. You know what I mean? And I was like, ooh, yeah, like I look exactly like the Spice Girls. Like this is so hot. Yeah. And it's like, absolutely not.
It's no. like, but okay. But what was the feedback? You know what I mean? Like, what did were your friends jealous of you? Because I feel that.
No. no, they were not jealous of me. Okay.
Understood.
No. Yeah. And what a beautiful, what a generous offering. Thank yeah. you for even suggesting.
Absolutely.
But no. And I think even my mom, I think she was trying to be sweet. Like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. But I think she was like trying not to laugh. Mm-hmm. And we got home and we tried to fix it with a big round brush and it just truly, I looked yeah. like Toad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah that's
I look
really
like
tough.
Toad from Mario.
So yeah. what did you do? How did you like wear it? Like, did you cover up? Did you try to style it?
Ponies?
Yeah. I was luckily that was also butterfly clips were there.
And butterfly clips to the rescue yet again.
Butterfly clips to the rescue. But even yeah. with that, I just look so dorky.
Oh,
it really
Anna.
it was a psychic hit. It was
that'll take any confidence you had going straight out the window.
Yeah,
I really want to see a picture of that.
Me too. We gotta see
if
a
that's
picture.
Something you can kind of arrange. I gotta send us at some point. That would be really good. For
yeah,
me.
Absolutely. Were you guys hot in seventh grade?
I just did. You hear what I yeah. said?
Are
absolutely.
I did.
I was
like,
slanging
puss
everywhere.
Like, okay.
I mean, I was
but
always
I'm talking
trying to find
also
the
relatively.
Longest basketball shorts I could possibly find, shit like yeah. that, you know. Yeah.
No, I wore a back brace. I was not hot. I wore like a fucking long.
I always forget this about you.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That's one of my favorite things. I do forget often that Caroline, sorry, HIPAA violation, has scoliosis.
Oh. Yeah,
like,
in my head,
so many HIPAA violations.
In my head, this back brace is like a back brace that also connects to like the yeah. bottom of your
yeah,
skull,
yeah, you said that before,
and then
yeah.
also it has a headgear for your
yeah.
teeth.
Yeah,
and it's all
not,
one piece.
It's not, but it might as well have had that. You know what I mean? And like I had, there's another girl in my grade who she's now still a good friend of mine, but she also had scoliosis, but she went to a different orthopedic doctor, and for some reason he gave her one that was like. Really small and you couldn't really notice, but mine was like huge, like up to here. He made a hole with my tits in it, being like, "Oh, your boobs are gonna grow." And so I was like, "Okay, this doctor knows I'm gonna have absolutely huge knockers." never happened.
There's just always a gap. There's
well,
just,
he just it was literally a cutout rectangle like around my titties.
Wait,
he was
what?
Like,
you had titty cutouts
yes,
in the
yes.
So fucked, Caroline. Because
rectangle shaped?
Yeah. Yes.
He's like, I think these are gonna grow in a little funky. These are gonna be some angular tibbies.
The ass was like,
is this,
so
is this
flat.
Poor things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So to answer your question, absolutely, honey. I was yeah. Hot.
Yes, hunty.
Yes, hunty. Yeah, I was. I had braces for 6 years, six and a half. That was.
I had braces and had too, a headgear yeah. for about 1 month, yeah. and I had to stop taking it because it gave me seizures.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, James.
What gave you seizures?
The headgear. The headgear. Well, first of all, my brain is too big for my skull. That's a real thing. That's actually real. And I know I'm describing it in the most cursed way. But then the headgear was pushing on the part where the brain is slipping out of my skull.
Stop.
I sound like I'm made of slime. Like I do sound like an amoeba that has been given the permission to speak.
You've been given permission.
Yeah. I am so sorry that all of our first reactions was to laugh, but that was one of the funniest things I've heard.
Unfortunately,
my whole life.
Amongst all my friends who do know me well, like when I was younger, it was scary. Yeah. But now it is yeah. just I get trolled for having a what can be a very serious neurological condition, but I have a very mild version of it.
Yes, be chiari.
And I would be like, yeah. I would tell people like, hey, I figured out how to make it better for myself. I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, I wear softer shoes. Like, it doesn't sound real, but it's all, these are real things.
Yeah, you have to wear softer shoes.
You walk around with those pillow feet, right?
Pillow foot, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, just on one foot.
Well, I also do have pillow foot.
What?
I do also famously have bubble guts. Which is diverticulitis.
Yeah. But, oh, my stepdad has that.
Aww. Yeah, it's usually not something someone my age gets.
Yeah,
but it's
so no
great.
Iceberg lettuce, no popcorn,
no popcorn.
Little seeds.
Yeah, I avoid the seeds. But also, true? Then my doctor really? Tells me the opposite, and my doctor is so bad at his job that he made me puke up a fart, which I'm not getting into again. As we've talked about it on the show. So I don't trust my doctor. God.
I love when we open one door into James' health,
yeah.
and suddenly you're
and
like,
then you're like,
oh
holy
my
shit.
God, I'm in like that yeah. Willy Wonka yeah. hallway where it all gets smaller.
Right. And, that diaper was holding back the fucking ocean. Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, that's really good. Okay, yeah.
Well,
okay.
Speaking of things that are really good, okay. Well, first of all, Hannah, your stinker is amazing.
That's
perfect.
Really good.
Just, I was afraid it was
understandable. No.
But you know what's another thing that's amazing, Hannah, that we like to do on this podcast? It's a little thing called the piss tank.
And it's amazing.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you familiar with a show
this.
Called Shark Tank?
Yes. And I know that you guys are the sharks.
We're the sharks. Right. Oh, that's
well,
that
you're
came
the shark,
up before.
Actually.
Yeah, we've been referred yeah. to as the shark. Who was the one that called us the sharks?
Natasha. Like,
Natasha. Yeah. Yeah. So we are you're the shark in this scenario.
Shark.
You're the shark, and we're each going to give you our worst and or best idea, and you can ask any questions, and at the end you just say what the winner is in terms of worst
okay.
idea or best, whatever your metric for that is.
Okay.
But we got some pretty heavy hitter pitches that we're doing.
Okay.
And all right, piss tank, let's do it. Who's going? Hi, Shark. So nice to meet you in the flesh. My name is James. Last name is Dwyer. And I'm an entrepreneur. But I'm a performer first.
Ew.
You've probably seen me in the various parks around the city, as the M&M guy, right?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Remember there's a guy who glues M&Ms to his body and asks the city's animals to eat them off. Correct? Correct? Or no? Correct. Have you not seen that? Oh, you have seen me.
No, I actually haven't. I was just.
Oh, thank you for being nice. Thank you for being nice. Well,
I think I saw you in Bushwick at a weed speakeasy.
That is possible. As I have been to Bushwick, and I have done the M&M guy thing there. So that's not what I'm here to talk about today, though. I'm actually here because that's what I do first. But second of all, I'm an entrepreneur, and today. Shark, the thing about seltzer, LaCroix, for instance, it's all right. It's all right, but where's the treat? You know what I'm saying? It's just water. It's just water. And that's where LaToy comes in. Finally, a can of LaCroix or any seltzer. Just to be clear, we're not affiliated with LaCroix. We can't really use their name like that. LaToy is a can of seltzer that's got a little toy waiting for you inside. So when you the pop toy. That...
Okay.
Hmm? Yeah, LaToy.
Nope.
Like, it's a play on a certain brand, which I actually have to stop saying.
Yes.
And it really only works if you know who the brand is. So when finally you can pop a can, have a sip, and know that you're going to have a little treat at the end. There are 5 different toys that you can get from a LaToy can at this time. Toy number 1, a teddy bear. Toy number 2, a fake poop.
Oh.
Toy number 3, a yo-yo. Toy number 4, a Power Ranger from 1996. And toy number 5, a micro machine. And the trick is, yep, go ahead.
No, so the toy is, you said it was in the can.
It's in the can, and you basically have to drink the whole drink before you can get to the toy. That's the other thing. The toys are too big to fit. The toys are soaked. and the drink is flavored like the toy. So they come in all 5 different flavors. Teddy bear, micro machine, and the other 3 that I mentioned before.
Fake poop.
Yeah,
1994 Power Ranger
96
flavored.
Beg your pardon. Oh. 96 right. Beg your pardon. No offense. And so these toys can't be accessed until the drink has been drank. And here's the other thing that's fun is that you cannot get the toy out of the mouth of the can. You have to cut into the can to get the toy. So it's a little craft at the end. Isn't that beautiful?
What do you think, Shark? It feels unsafe. Well, who is it for? Is it for kids?
It's for children 5 and under.
They shouldn't be cutting cans.
Yeah, but they should be drinking water.
Okay, interesting.
That's all I have to say, Shark. I'm offering you a 10% stake in the company for the low, low discount price. Of $1.
Oh.
That's right. We are worth $20 right now. Technically, we are valued at $20. But I'm giving you a discount. I'm giving it to you for $1 instead of $2.
Okay. You've given me a lot to think about.
Thank you, Shark.
Hi, Shark.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I am first name Maggie. Last name Widows. I'm here with something that is, let's just say, very current. Okay. Ooh, the people are talking about it. It's in the newspaper of note, it's in the New Yorker, it's in the mouths of every damn millennial you run into. And I'll tell you what this is. You know about dating apps?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Now you know about the dating app field?
Yes.
Very current, huh? I think we can agree.
Yeah, we're aligned on that.
We're aligned.
Grasping words in the air is beautiful.
It almost couldn't be more current if we tried, you know? It is. Of the moment. And let me tell you, what if we did Field, but for something else that people love a lot.
Is she just pitching it or what is it?
What I've created is Mealed. No. It is a sexual communication forward app for people who feel things towards foods.
Oh, this is getting hot.
You can swipe right and left and have, guess what? It is delivery. It's not DiGiorno. And you can have the sexual food of your desire.
I feel like I'm watching a stroke.
Yeah. I feel like I'm having one.
Listen, I'm so sorry, but I did have a headgear on earlier and it makes me go a little crazy. But
some stuff's not funny.
You could be swiping right and left on tiramisu, hubba hubba, a cheeseburger, yum yum yabos, okay, or even just a plate of spinach. Hell, I'm not kink shaming, okay? That's for you and your God. All right? Mealed is the first and foremost, most expansive, most immediate, current of the moment app for people who are trying to finger fuck their foods. And I'll tell you what, I don't, but I can see why you would. Shark, do you have any questions?
This took my breath away.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a food fingering fuck fest community.
And I'll tell you what, opening up Field opens you up to a whole new world that's out there. People are doing
Field
things.
Or meal.
I thought it was Mealed. Yeah, that's
yeah. Cool.
Well, I didn't get the idea for Mealed from out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? The source material was Field, and what
it was
I
just
did.
You making it up on the spot.
Mealed is to Field.
I'm so sorry.
Was it Field and in your head going, what else?
Are these two people, I'm so sorry, are these PAs on the show?
Yeah. Is that a problem? Oh, okay. Do you not like the help?
I thought I was presenting right now. Sorry.
You are.
Thank you.
But yes, I understand. Mealed is to Field what LaToy is to LaCroix.
Oh, that's a gorgeous analogy. Did you write that?
Yeah.
Wow. A couple years ago. That's exact. So you understand it entirely. It sounds
love
like to me.
Poetry.
Yeah, I love poetry.
So it's a food. It's a food, sex, and delivery.
Yeah.
App. Are these contractors like Uber or DoorDash? It's just
yes, but we do make sure they know how to fuck.
Okay. So they're involved.
They're down for the cause. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're not pulling one over on anyone. Cards are on the table and food is in the holes.
Okay. I like that. Sex positive, body positive.
Yeah.
Forward.
Bopo, sexpo, and all po. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Hi, Shark. My name is weirdly also Mealed, and that I didn't make up because that's what's on my birth certificate. And I'll keep this short and sweet. Don't you hate when you're going packing and then you run out of tape in the middle of packing? Shark, has that ever happened to you?
Running out of tape when I'm packing?
When you're going packing and running out of tape! Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I would hate that if that happened to me.
I heard a yes, so that's why I have Shark Fape. Wait, no, sorry. Hey.
Oh no.
I have Hape for you. It is tape made out of the hair that you're going to get wax off of your body. So we all hate body hair, right? If you like body hair, we have hair donors that we use. And basically what happens is you get waxed and all the hair that you get waxed with gets gets turned into tape. And then that tape is what you tape with. And you never run into the problem of going packing and running out of tape. So, Shark, that's why Hape is going to save your life. Any questions?
This makes me physically ill. Mm-hmm. And and I would love to buy it.
Did Hape just win?
Did I win, Shark?
I want Hape. That I want wild. You on Hape.
I Thank can't you get so over, much.
I can't get over Hape. You, the moment where you just interrupt yourself to go, if you don't like that, we have hair donors, and you moved on immediately.
It sounds like it works. It sounds like that's a good business strategy.
And thank you for being so business.
I'm taking notes for business because I want to be business as much as possible and best as possible.
I've been taking so many notes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you guys. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Hannah. Thanks. Hi. I want to say that I respect your decision to let Caroline win.
It was a bit of a let.
I earned.
You let her have that, and I thought that was really nice. She needed it.
I loved the tenacity and just the what they call in sports the want to.
Yeah.
You had the want to, even though I was clearly confused.
She had burst.
You were confused. Everyone was confused and a little grossed out, and you pushed through, and I honestly, that was inspiring.
I'm glad
you know what else was inspiring, Hannah? Having you here on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys. You're so funny and
just a dream.
Really great.
So fun. Is there anything, Hannah, you would like to plug or for people to know about?
Sure. I, along with my great friend Dickie, we have a podcast called The Tarot Show.
Yep.
And we do read tarot cards for real, but we're also goofy, silly little baby girls who just like to have fun.
Yeah.
And we also have a live show at UCB in March. So that's what I got going on.
Oh yeah.
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 I love it.
Love it. Thank you.
Bomb moment.